Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 14, 1805. 11 months out on the journey. Camp 14 miles up at a point of woodland on the starboard side. Today, long journal entries full of information. Captain Lewis first.
One of the hunters saw an otter last evening and shot at it, but missed it. A dog came to us this morning, which we supposed to have been lost by the Indians, who are recently in camp near the lake that we passed yesterday. The mineral appearance of salts, coal and sulfur, together with burnt hill and pumice stone, still continue. While we remained at the entrance of the Little Missouri, we saw several pieces of pumice stone floating down the stream, a considerable quantity of which had lodged against a point of driftwood a little above its entrance. Captain Clark walked on shore this morning, and on his return informed me that he had passed through the timbered bottom on the north side of the river, and had extended his walk several miles back on the hills. In the bottom lands, he had met with several uninhabited Indian lodges, built with the boughs of elm, and in the plains he met with the remains of two large encampments of recent date, which, from the appearance of some hoops of small kegs, seen near them, we concluded that they must have been the remains of two large encampments of Assiniboine. As no other nation who visit this part of the Missouri ever indulge themselves with spirituous liquor. Of this article, the Assiniboine are passionately fond, and we are informed that it forms their principal inducement to furnish the British establishment on the Assiniboine River with dried and pounded meat and grease, which they do. They also supply those establishments with a small quantity of fur, consisting principally of large and small wolves and small fox skins. These they barter for small kegs of rum, which they generally transport to their camps at a distance from the establishments, where they revel with their friends and relations as long as they possess the means of intoxication. Their women and children are equally indulged on those occasions and are seen drunk together. While the party halted to take dinner today, Captain Clark killed a buffalo bull, but it was meager, and we therefore took the marrow bones and a small portion of the meat only. Captain Clark informed me that he had seen two white bears running away. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 14, 1805.
Captain Clark describes the Assiniboine lodges.
The Assiniboine make use of the same kind of lodges which the Sioux and other Indians on this river make use of. Those lodges or tents are made of a number of dressed buffalo skins, sewed together with sinews, and decorated with the tails and porcupine quills. Captain William Clark, April 14, 1805.
Tomorrow, water not fit to drink.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.